You're listening to the Furlough Bros Tech Podcast, episode 85, Electrical Storm Cloud. So a couple more. Are you still using Snapchat?
I am. I enjoy it. I get all sorts of crazy, wacky pictures. And nothing untoward, although that's what everybody assumes that you do with it. But I actually find that that's not what most people use it for, at least not with me. I don't know what they're doing behind closed doors. And that's the whole point, right? You don't know what you're doing behind closed doors. You can use this thing and pictures get deleted and you're good. Well, so a couple of cybersecurity guys were like, well, you know, how safe is this Snapchat thing? I mean, like, you know, when they delete the photos, is it possible to go in and find the photos? Basically what they did is they're like, so, you know, because like, you know, even on your computer, there's like, you know, they talk about the idea that like, if you delete something from your hard drive, it doesn't delete it. It just changes the directory and then you have to have it overwritten. Well,
yeah.
You know, and once it's overwritten, then it's more gone. But, you know, there are tools that on a hard drive you can scale back two or three overwrites. You have to overwrite something multiple times for a hard drive to really be to be completely wiped of that data. So they're like, well, how hard will it be really to extract these photos, you know, because of what happens if, you know, the police need it or whatever. So they went in and they found out that not only has it not been like marked for deletion and put into the you can overwrite this area, it's still there. All they do is they go in and they take the photo that you've downloaded and they change the extension on it to an extension that doesn't exist or that doesn't work. So it's like, you know, for those of you who don't have any idea what I'm talking about, you know, like if you have a picture of yourself and it's Matthew.jpg, what they change it to is Matthew.xqz. And if you've ever clicked on a thing that you're like, computer doesn't know what it do, you know, doesn't know what it is, it always asks, should I look online for this extension? And then you go online and it can't find anything. That's basically what they're doing. The iPhone doesn't know what it is because they just changed the name of it so that it doesn't know it. So if you take these files, and they change it to the same thing every time. So what they literally is a file that's designated as something that's been viewed in Snapchat. So they take you can take these files out. They don't reformat them. They don't do anything. They don't overwrite them. They don't scramble the ones and zeros. You just take that file out with the ruined extension. You literally just edit the name of the file from the weird extension to, like, I think it's just a JPEG or whatever it is. And then you click and open it. That's all it takes. And you've got a picture back. It's saved on your phone. So they were like, if you're trying to do illegal or illicit activities on your phone, just be aware. You know, with Snapchat, just be aware. It's still there. Which I've always assumed that Snapchat keeps a copy of everything on their servers, because why wouldn't you? If you got the space, do it. But it's just all the more astounding when you realize that, man, it's not even kind of protected on your phone. It's basically Snapchat can't open anymore. That's the only limitation. So makes me kind of want to go in and find all the photos that have been sent to me, just sort of as a, you know, I can sort of thing.
Yeah.
Except there's no like really like there's no juicy photos of, so it's just kind of like, oh yeah, I'll get pictures of my friend's dog that he drew sketches over. Yay. that's all I get, so not worth the time.
Yeah, I've kind of stopped using it, which you've probably noticed, but it was a fun novelty for me. And then I was like, okay. I like the permanence, I'll be honest.
Yeah, I agree. It's, you know...
Yeah. I mean, I get it. It's the idea of it's the equivalent of like a poke. You want to say something without saying anything. You know, it's what you do when you don't have anything to say, but you want to be, hey, what's up, or something.
Right.
But I'm just like, if I don't have anything to say, I just don't say it anymore. You know?
Right, yeah.
But,
I know what you mean.
Then I didn't have a critical mass of friends who were on it. That also
yeah, like, see, that is one of the difficult things that I find, is it's like, I don't know, every once in a while I get laughs and stuff out of it, which is nice, but yeah, mostly if, yeah, I know what you mean.
I don't even know, I think I still have it on my phone. I do, I can see it. But I got rid of Facebook Poke. No, it's on there too. Oh, man.
I said I didn't.
Cool. Snapchat. It's not as secure as you thought, but we
yeah.
all knew that.
Kind of. I'm going to say, well, yeah, I mean, we all knew. You and I knew. We're just getting the word. We're just messengers.
Yeah. So, last thing. There was a study done that was looking at the number of people who do not turn off their electronics during a flight.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's me.
So the question is, how many people failed to actually turn off their gadgets during takeoff and landing?
I'm going to say 98%.
That's pretty high.
I can tell you what was so funny. So when we went to Cabo, literally the only person that I saw actually turn off their electronics. So I put mine on airplane mode. Does that count? Is turning off your electronic devices?
No, that okay. doesn't. They tell you to turn them off.
Yeah. So literally the only person that I saw actually turn theirs off was the girl sitting next to me. And she sat turning to me and she goes, did you turn yours off? And I was like, yep.
Of course.
Close enough. Whatever.
Yeah, so what they have found is that about 30% of all passengers said they had accidentally left the device on during takeoff
yeah.
and landing.
Yeah.
And I'll admit that there has been at least one time where I was in that camp where I was I didn't even put it in airplane mode.
Use it.
No. I didn't even put it in airplane mode type of thing.
Yeah.
And it, you know, and I pulled it up like once we're in the air and it said no service. And I was like, no service? Why would I have no? Oops.
You're so lucky you didn't kill everybody on that plane.
Oh, man. I know. I would have really felt bad.
Really?
About 67% said they had never turned off their phone. What is it? About 67% said they had never done this, always ensuring that their electronics were turned off. Okay, so 67% do it, 30% don't, and 4% are unsure. And somewhere in there, we get to 101%. So, you know, whatever. Yay for math. whatever. Rounding, I suppose.
Right.
And then they asked... let's see here. It was 59% of passengers said that they fully turn off their electronics. 21% said they simply switch to the airplane mode. And 5% sometimes adhere to the actual rule. Others were unsure.
What's the actual rule?
Yeah, I don't know. But anyways, turns out that there are a bunch of people who are trying to kill us.
Yeah, seriously.
It's not just Elon Musk anymore.
Yeah. Well, I'm one of them. I mean, I usually turn on airplane mode.
I think if anything, it tells us that the rule is stupid.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's one of the big reasons why people are trying to get it changed. Because they're like, obviously, cellular signals and Bluetooth signals and Wi-Fi signals aren't messing up the plane. Like, what are we doing here? Why are we so worried about it? And it's just one of those, like, I think what's become clear is that it is such a gross precaution that it's to the point it's ridiculous. And you sit there and you go, like, how is it possible that I can use my phone. You know, we can have like 17,000 devices going on in a house with Bluetooth and Wi-Fi and cellular and TV and, you know, and toasters and radios and everything. And the Wi-Fi router doesn't seem to skip a beat. But the stupid airplane, you know, can't, you know, what the heck's going on there? Well, and the reality of it is, like, no, that's a huge critical, you know, if it messes up, it ruins everything, you know, juncture. And so it's incredibly protected in that it uses really secure signal processing. It has its own, you know, it has its own. You would have to set out with a device specifically designed to mess with the wireless signals in a plane in order to mess with the wireless signals in a plane. You know, it's like anything that's regulated by the FCC, is it? Yeah, the FCC, Federal Communicate, yeah. You know, which is like your phones, Bluetooth, Wi-Fi, and cellular radios, all three of those types of radios, those are all regulated by the FCC. You would literally need to do something without that's unregulated by the FCC in order to mess with, possibly mess with, the stuff that's on an airplane.
Well, and you're like this. They said that, like you said, there's really no proof that it affects it. But to add to it, the FAA permits passengers to use, which this is weird, electric razors and audio recorders during all phases of flight, even though those give off more electronic emissions than tablets.
Right. Well, and I mean, and the worst part about those is that it's RF noise, which is, and this is where the point I was gonna get to was that you know all of your different radios, you know, whether it's like cellular, Wi-Fi, or Bluetooth, those are all very specific bandwidths. They're very specific signals, and they're all designed to work, you know, within the realms and play nice with everything else. They're specifically designed for that, and they're specifically designed to play nice with airplanes. You know, because they don't want people just walking in with consumer grade electronics and messing everything up. But like, yeah, electric motors just generate a ton of different, you know, RF noise because there's no regulation. They're not radios in a traditional sense. They're not designed to broadcast, so the FCC doesn't regulate it. So you could totally make something that can easily mess with like an airplane, which is not something that they tell you to turn off. Or you're coming in with a radio designed to mess with the airplane radios, in which case you're probably not going to be listening to the FCC regulate your FAA regulations at that point. Right. You know, your goal is to take down an airplane. It's ludicrous. It's one of those things where it's like there were rules that were designed back when cellular phones were first coming on, and back when it was just there was a bunch of RF noise and there was very little regulation in it. And they were like, well, maybe in a really crazy circumstance, this could have an effect. And then the engineers made sure that would never happen. And the FCC and the FAA worked together to make sure that would never happen. And guess what? It's never, ever, ever happened. And, you know, and yet the rule persists. It's crazy.
How long do you think it's going to take?
I'll bet within 5 years.
Hey, okay. All right. I'll say within 3.
I was going to guess 3, but that's, you know, that just seems, I don't know. Honestly, the reason why I say 5 is because, you know, President Obama is pretty progressive about this sort of stuff, but I just don't see him wanting to take it on during this presidency. You know, unless it's packaged in a different bill, or or there's some like really gung ho congressperson. Whereas I think that a different Congress and a different president could, you know, I could see that being something that they want to take on, but just right now in the next 3 years, he's only got like a year before. I mean, this is way more into the political talk than we usually like to get, but
you know. Well, I would just say, he uses his smartphone pretty often, but I feel like once you get some of those senators who like they've grown up with those devices and they've been using them, and they're a part of their lives for the last 5-10 years, because tablets are still relatively new in terms of, you know, mass adoption, then you'll start to see it. But anyways, there you go. More evidence that we should be able to use our stuff. at all times on airplanes.
Yeah.
I love it. Hey, man. It's been a good conversation. It's Monday night. It's late. We both have to work tomorrow.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So I'm going to let you go.
All right, man.
Thank you, everybody, for joining us. I am James Frillo.
I'm Matthew Frillo. Wait a second. I was supposed to say that.
Whoa. Sorry, you steal my thunder there.
I don't know where that came from. It's late. I'm tired. Sorry.
We will talk next time.
Oh, jeez. Wow. Like, there was like a pregnant pause there, and I just was like, boom, I'm going to get in. It just felt like I needed to say something.
Thank you.